Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Dan Gelber. This is the Miami Beach City Commission in the Miami Beach Convention Center. While the renovation is going on in our typical chambers, this is the hybrid presentations and awards meeting of October 25th, 2023. Raphael, why don't you put out the Zoom information for anybody who wants to hear elsewhere?
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. During this hybrid commission meeting, the City Commission is physically present in the temporary commission chamber, located at Miami Beach Convention Center, 1901 Convention Center Drive, meeting rooms 222 through 225, Miami Beach, Florida. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting virtually. However, members of the public who wish to attend the meeting in person may appear at the temporary commission chamber at the Miami Beach Convention Center. To participate virtually, the public may join the meeting by visiting the Zoom app on their smart device or at the web at zoom.us. The telephone numbers to listen to the meeting is 1-305-224-1968, again, 1-305-224-1968, or toll-free 888-475-4499. The webinar ID is 813-928-576-71#, 813-928-576-71#. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. All right, we're going to begin, as is typical, with a pledge. I'm going to ask hometown guy, Bobby Jenkins, Beach High grad, police officer forever, and both the represented our union locally and statewide to, we could all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Bobby, you can lead us and say a few words.
Please join me to the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of One Nation, under God, indivisible. I'd like to take a moment before you start, and Art Martineau wanted to be here, but unfortunately he's under the weather with some issues, and we wanted to thank a couple of the commissioners and the mayor, who this is their last commission meeting, for the support they've given Powell. Not that everybody hasn't, but we have a little token from us to you for your thanks. That would be to the mayor, Dan Gelbert, Commissioner Areola, and Commissioner Richardson.
Thank you. Yeah, let's go down. We'll...
How's it going?
Perfect. Everybody look at me, please. A couple more. Everybody look here, please. Thank you.
PA 1 is proclamation to Dr. Ronald Shane, requested by Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez. PA 1.
Dr. Shane, could you come up to the podium while we talk and say all sorts of nice things about you?
It's a pleasure to do that.
This is one of our happiest meetings because it is not controversial. What we do in these meetings is we commemorate the good works and celebrate our different residents. And Dr. Shane, you have made tremendous contributions to the city of Miami Beach, starting off with your medical contributions and work at Mount Sinai as the director of medical education and then the president of the medical staff. But I know you because of the Ronald Shane Water Sports Center, which I do believe is your legacy. About 30 years ago, you decided that Miami Beach needed a rowing center. All of you who see the children and even adults rowing up and down Indian Creek Waterway, that is because of Dr. Shane and his vision. Single-handedly decided that Miami Beach needed a rowing club, raised the money, worked with the city to build this wonderful center. And really, this center has defined so many children's lives in Miami Beach. my own children. And I remember being a single mom in North Beach. I had three kids. I didn't have a lot of money, and I called the Shane Center because I wanted my children to be able to row, and you provided me with a scholarship for my kids. And I will tell you that after being out on the water every day with the amount that even Vladdy, I see here, pushed our kids, my kids were doing their homework and going to sleep at night very early. And I know that this rowing center has impacted thousands of our children. And especially we know that we have a Paralympics, a Paralympic program for wounded Army service members, for wounded children that can also row. And this type of contribution to the city of Miami Beach is really unequaled, because without Dr. Shane's vision, hard work, and fundraising, we would have never realized this center. So, Dr. Shane, on behalf of the city of Miami Beach, now, therefore, do we, as mayor and commissioners of the city of Miami Beach, hereby proclaim October 25th, 2023, Dr. Ronald W. Shane Center in the city of Miami Beach.
We're not done.
Wait, we're not done, and we'd like to hear from you, too.
So let me just, Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez and I agree 100% on this. I had the very same experience. Her kids were terrific rowers. I don't know if my kids were great athletes. My daughter said the only way she got into a sport was by strapping herself into something that wouldn't allow her to fall out of it. And I know you don't even row, because I've talked to you about it. You're not even a rower. I thought maybe when I first met you that you had been an Olympic rower or something. You're such a handsome man and look like you could do anything. And so you did this really because you just wanted to give young people an opportunity to share in the camaraderie, the collegiality, the healthy lifestyle of a rower. And hundreds, thousands of kids have gone through the program. You forced me to be the president of the rowing club for a couple of years. Not an experience I would recommend to anyone. But because it's hard, and what you did was even harder. And I can't tell you how, for my own children, the confidence it gave them. And Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez mentioned the para-rowing program. A few years ago, we put a para-rowing equipment into the club, and immediately we became a center of that world. We were, I think, that we had the U.S. team in the Paralympics. Literally, the United States' team rowed out of our row house for the Paralympics, which is quite an honor when you think about how big this country is and how big the world is. So I just want to tell you on behalf of the whole city, and more importantly, thousands of young people now, children and now young people, the ripples you've created are amazing. The confidence you've given them, the ability to do great things, is really something extraordinary. And that's why, in addition to the proclamation, we are going to be giving you a key to the city of Miami Beach for everything you've done for our city. So we'd like to hear from you, and then we'll come down and take our picture with you, Doctor.
I'm floored. That's absolutely amazing. And although you feel that most of this was done by me solely, I can tell you I had a lot of support. And I like to mention some of the support and the care that was given to me during all of these years. I can tell you when I started this, it was to give something back to the city of Miami Beach, where I lived and made my living. And it's just become full cycle now, and we accomplished that. So I'm very proud. Some of the support we've had is from our staff, Elaine, who's managing the program forever. We have our coach, Vladimir, who has his staff who keeps our kids in shape, and they're doing wonderful, winning all kinds of medals and Olympics and what have you. And the other people I want to thank are the parents, the fathers and the mothers who send their kids through the program. And I can tell you that 100% of our seniors go to college. Also, I'd like to thank all the donors. You'll see our donor wall who contributed to the center. And I want to thank University of Miami, who uses it as its home base, Barry University, who also uses it as its home base, and they both contributed significant financially to it. And I want to just, last thing I want to say is one of my greatest supporters was you, the city of Miami Beach. Without you, it wouldn't have happened. You were behind me all the way, both emotionally and financially. So I want to share the accolades I got today, and thank you very much for allowing me to do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I would add that Mayor Gelber was one of the dads that drove to every single rowing match across the state of Florida. So.
The next item is PA 13, presentation by Wendy Joseph Rugg.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners, and to everyone present. This is a very, very heartfelt afternoon for me, and I think many people here. But first of all, I want to thank Michelle and Commissioner Richardson for their service, and Commissioner Ariola. And also for supporting me and all the things I tried to do over the years, especially changing the balcony law. But today I am here to present our mayor with a certificate of appreciation award. I'll read it to you. Awarded to Mayor Dan Gelber for his extraordinary leadership as mayor during the last 6 years. Awarded this October 25th. 2023, Wendy Joseph Rugg, Vice President of Bell Plaza Condominium. Now, why do I say extraordinary leadership? I believe amongst us there are many unsung heroes that we don't validate enough. Think about what happened at the beginning of the pandemic. It was our mayor, Mayor Dan, who stood up for medicine and science and led us through the pandemic. It's our mayor also who has done so many wonderful things in this city, but I promised I would be under 2 minutes, and I will be. But bringing arts and culture to our city, some of which we've never had before. And he's still fighting for historic preservation in our buildings on Ocean Drive, and I know he won't give up. But one of the things that is outstanding in my mind, and many people, I know my residents, is representing us with dignity and decency throughout the years, whether you agree with him or not. So he certainly deserves this certificate of appreciation, and I know you'll all agree with me. And please keep in touch with all of us, and good luck with whatever you choose to do.
Thank you very much, Wendy.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm coming down to take a picture. Next, we're going to have...
Just a second to have the second row like lined up. Just a second, almost there. Okay, ready, steady. Go, a couple more.
PA 15 is Sally Heyman, a plaque from Mayor Gelber.
Sally,
hello.
Commissioner, State Representative. Commissioner Heyman, you've retired, and as some others will be, but we wanted to give you a proper send-off from the city, and I wanted to send, I know Commissioner Fernandez does as well, perhaps Alina, she's familiar with your body of work. I just want to thank you. You started in North Miami Beach. Then you went to the State House where I served with you. I was actually shared an island with you. And there are terrible stories about that because...
I won't tell any of them about
no,
you.
No, I mean, honestly, I was pretty young and you were more experienced. So whenever I voted, if you didn't like the way I voted, you didn't say anything to me. You just took your elbow and punched me in the ribs. Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, I think I broke ribs because of my voting record. And now and again, I would drink your water by mistake. I'm not going to tell you how that felt.
That went.
It wasn't water. It's not water. But you became our commissioner for 20 years. I don't know that I've ever experienced somebody with your ferocity on every issue. But the thing that's amazing about you that I've always marvel at is you are so aggressive. I mean it. For anybody. You don't just care about powerful or rich people. You care about just everybody. And if you look at your body of work, the people that you've stood up for, the issues, it's like somebody calls you. You don't even know who they are. But if they raise something you believe in, you get on it and you don't let go. And I know that your humility is well known. You never seek to take credit. You just want to get things done. And what a great lesson for anybody who sits in one of these jobs is to just get the job done. And you did so many things. It's unbelievable, really, when I think about every part of our city and other cities that have had your impact. I know that recently they think you're their lobbyist. The pet advocates in Dade County think you work for them because it's something so dear to your heart. So what we are going to give you today is a key to the city. But
I already have one dog. I don't want yours.
We're not. No, my dog. But it's a key to the city to Sally Heyman for your irrepressible, never-quit advocacy for all our residents, even the four-legged furry ones. And I know you'd love your dog on this. So.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fernandez, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I want to thank you for your leadership in recognizing Commissioner Heyman for her body of work over so many decades, not just in public office as an elected official, prior even to that as a law enforcement officer, and then becoming a champion for public safety at the county level, and going to Tallahassee and fighting for our firefighters and fighting for safety in our waterways, for your tireless work for animals in Miami-Dade County, for the work that your legacy continues to do for our community with the construction of the new modern courthouse that's being erected in downtown Miami, for everything you have done to provide services for individuals with mental illness. The body and the breadth of your work is just incredible. But I have to say, seeing you fight, seeing you lead, and doing it because you love to do it, because it's your passion. It was not just worthy of admiration, but it's inspiring. And it's inspiring to someone like me that I got to see it from the front line so many times, day after day, at Miami-Dade County. I miss having you as a neighbor and seeing you walk in every single day. But I appreciate that during the pandemic, one of the few people who would reach out on a religious, consistent basis, it was Sally Hayman. And what was I? I was just an employee of Miami-Dade County, but she would be driving by. She would stop. She would knock on the door to see how Robert and I, how we were doing. And to this day, she continues to reach out, and she continues to be a friend. So on behalf of myself, but most importantly, on behalf of the residents of the city of Miami Beach, thank you for your honorable and dedicated service to our community.
Thank you.
Commissioner Arreola. And while you're speaking, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah. She's far better looking. Sally, I've had the pleasure of getting to know you over the years, and it's just a lot of fun being with you,
you know.
When we're at events together, watching you advocate tirelessly for our city. You know, and I've been at the Arsht now for 20 years. You were always a champion for us at the Arsht, and you're always a champion for the little guy and animals. You know, you're a trailblazer as a politician, elected official, you know, as a female elected official in your time, in which it was less common than it is today. I mean, you're just a trailblazer. Love being with you. Love your energy. And, you know, more importantly, even to your last day in office, all that you've done for Miami Beach, I said this at our last meeting, we would not have a North Beach CRA but for you. There were a lot of naysayers, including in our own city, who didn't think the county would approve it. And my friend Matisse Cohen in the back said, well, I'm going to work with Sally. We're going to get it done. I sponsored it. We many of us sponsored it here, and you got it done for us. And what folks need to understand is that for the next several generations, the next several decades, hundreds of millions of dollars, instead of going to the county and being spread somewhere else, will stay in North Beach to be invested in that community and help that community flourish very much because of your efforts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Commissioner Richardson, Vice Mayor.
I am, until I retire. I'm retiring as the Vice Mayor, actually. Sally, I first met you right after I got elected, when you would come to Tallahassee and lobby and talk to us and cajole us and so forth. And Dan said veracity, and Ricky said tireless advocate, and you're all that and so much more. And I'll just quickly say, I remember a story in my last year when you were advocating for the 195 in the bus lane, and
Tuttle Shuttle.
And you came to me on the floor and said, Dave, I got a meeting with the FDOT secretary. You're coming with me.
Yeah.
You can't say no to Sally. And so I went to the meeting, and she led the meeting, and she's occasionally say, isn't that right, Dave? And I'm like, yes, that's right. You're just a tireless advocate. And just to echo what Ricky said, you know, you never took a lot of credit for that CRA, but it happened, really, because you pushed it through. And it's going to be millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for our community. So from my heart, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alina?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for the opportunity to say a few words about Commissioner Hayman, who I hold so dear to my heart. True story, when I first met Commissioner, she had just been elected, and being the overprepared assistant county manager that I know you find hard to believe I was, I had all my directors come into a room and prepare for a briefing for our new commissioner. I was very excited, wanted to make sure. She walked into the room. She looked at everything that we had prepared. We started to talk, and she looked at me and pointed at me, and she said, "You are too stuffy." And that became the beginning of a 20-year friendship. It was so shocking to me. She said, "I don't need all this stuff," and stuff is not the word that she used. But Sally, it's been a privilege to work with you for the many years that I worked with you. I think that you know that our family, my family, considers you part of our family. You've watched my girls grow up. You have been at so many events throughout our county life together, and you're so much a part of, everything that we aspire to be. You helped me turn the county pink and fight the battle against breast cancer, and you were by my side every single year when we, convinced everybody how important it was to create awareness and education and make sure that people understood why it was important. So thank you so much for being here today. It's an honor to be a part of being able to comment on what you mean to this community. Thank you.
Commissioner Minor.
So the mayor mentioned your passion, and I got to see that firsthand. We had some, you know what I'm talking about, too. I'll never forget that meeting. We had an hour-plus meeting about public safety, and we were sharing and trading sometimes different views about public safety. But that's what makes it great, because we got to really sit down and have a meaningful discussion. And I'm going to share one anecdote as well about, and the mayor mentioned, about your advocacy. I'll never forget. So the county had put in some rumble strips on Pine Tree Drive, which residents were really upset about. It was making a lot of noise. And I reached out to you, and you immediately said, "No, this isn't right, and it's going to be taken down." And I think it was less than 48 hours when the county went back out. And I know that was in large part because of you. So just thank you for your service and everything you've done for the county and Miami Beach.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, Sally.
Yeah.
You're so quiet.
Yeah. I'm humbled, and I was clutching, hoping the really embarrassing wouldn't come out with full elaboration. But one thing, truly, thank you. I am retired from politics. This is actually my first meeting since I left office, and because I'm committed to public service, but I am done with politics. But what I wanted to do was thank you all for the recognition, but most especially let the community know behind you, because there are so many people I know that not just a face, but just an activity, an issue, an interest, a cause that we've worked on. And for everything that you all recognize me for, I can't tell you how pleased I am to be in a position all these years through the voters to get things done. And political office does help you elevate recognition and expedite things. And what's great is to be so inclusive with the city of Miami Beach. For all of you that I've worked with, us and we and our and the community got behind everything. And patience is not one of my virtues, but it takes a little more time when you're inclusive. But it takes away the fight, and it adds to the expediency of success when you get it done by finding out what people want. And we're all committed to making it better. So I thank this body, your predecessors that I had the privilege of working with at least two cycles before even, and even in the legislature, because there's no boundaries when it comes to helping people. Dan would say it's good for Miami Beach, and I represented the North End, and it was good for any part of the ocean and the sands and whatever. And it truly has been my honor to serve the public. And I appreciate some of the issues you recognize me for. It brings back memories. But that's what we do. We listen to the people, and you say, is it going to make it better? Is it good for our community and whatever the jurisdiction is? And you just get it done. So hang on, because Virgil's getting the next boat, the only municipal boat on the water over here from Dade County. That's coming. And a couple other things. The CRA is in the works with great people. And I'm glad to see it carry on. You got a great team with Alina. Some of you are leaving and going to bigger and better. But our roots are here, and I've been so proud to represent Miami Beach for 20 years. So thank you, and thank you for the honor.
Thank you.
And thank you to the public who kept getting me elected. I appreciate it.
Come on, guys, you want to just come down?
Okay.
Come on.
So the next item is PA 6, proclamation to Ron Book.
Okay. Want me to go, Mayor? Just for
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is he?
All right. Where is Ron? I see him. Come on up here, Ron. All right. A man who needs no introduction to this commission or this city or this community or this state. But I do have the privilege of reading to you a proclamation on behalf of the city to Mr. Ron Book. The list of his accomplishments and what he yet has to accomplish is too long to read. We could be here all night, so I'm going to just try to summarize some of the many things he has done and continues to do for our city, to advocate for us in Tallahassee, to advocate for us at the county, and all of his tireless work to help us solve and address our homeless issues here in our community. So Ron Book has been an instrumental force in the significant reduction of unsheltered homelessness in Miami-Dade County, demonstrating an unwavering commitment to over 26 years of his leadership roles, particularly as a chairman of the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust, which under his guidance decreased homelessness by nearly 90%. Mr. Book's pioneering efforts and strategic advocacy, notably starting in 1993, were pivotal in establishing innovative funding and supportive frameworks, notably contributing to the creation of the Care for Supportive Housing and the implementation of groundbreaking policies that have served as a national model for addressing homelessness. The Homeless Trust, under Mr. Book's visionary leadership and profound dedication to humanity, has consistently received national recognition for service excellence, including multiple accolades from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and pioneering achievements such as effectively ending veteran homelessness and initiating crucial programs targeting various vulnerable demographics. He's championed transformative initiatives and partnerships in expanding housing opportunities and tailored support services through collaboration with diverse entities, domestic violence shelters, while also promoting racial equity and influencing positive change in our community engagement and public policy. His unparalleled service to others and his proactive response to critical incidents, dedication to professional development among his staff, and proactive steps taken to ensure inclusivity and equitable access to resources have positioned Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust as a distinguished leader in managing crisis, including during the COVID-19 pandemic, and fostering an environment of empathy and action. His fervent advocacy for our city in the Homeless Trust continuum of care, emphasizing a community-centric approach to end homelessness and ensure compassionate support for the least, last, lost, and forgotten members of our society. And that's why today we're proclaiming October 25th Ron Book Day. It's safe to say at the end of your journey, the gates of heaven will be open to you, Mr. Book.
Before you speak, Ron, I want to add a little bit, because I met you so many years ago in the legislature. And so we've had a – you wear a lot of different hats in town. You represent us. But we're really honoring you for the work you do for the Homeless Trust. But I know the work you did to protect our community from predators, which was pretty remarkable at a time when it was not easy to do that. But the other thing is, I don't know if people realize that, is there are so many philanthropies that you lean into, and you don't just help. You help enormously. And I know that because whenever I go there and I look at who's been giving a lot, it's always you're almost always are at the top of the list of people who believe that it's important to give back. And there's so many of them, Bonacani, just so many different things that you dedicate yourself to. Your work on the homeless is one of the hardest because I think we watched our own city struggle with this over the last few weeks, over the last few years, but just on this last ordinance over the last few weeks. It's a very hard issue because, frankly, the unsheltered, the homeless population is the hardest population sometimes to deal with because there are not a lot of people advocating for them. It's quite the opposite. So to make the decision so many decades ago that you were going to be their advocate and not just advocate but try to address the problem in a meaningful way, in a long-term way, in a way that now is bearing the fruit of your efforts is really something you should be very proud of, and I know our city is very proud of you. So thank you for your friendship, but also, most importantly, for the work you've done for this community that has very few advocates and certainly no advocates like you. So, anybody else? Commissioner Richards. Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. I got to meet Ron right after I got elected to the House, and I remember my friend Joe Falk called you, Ron, and said, my friend David just got elected. Would you meet with him? And you're kind enough to do that and give me some time and talk about some of the unwritten rules. Like, I'm not sure I needed this advice after all these business experience I had, but you said, you know, if you're ever going to flip your vote, give a lobbyist the courtesy because, you know, you're counting, right? And don't leave me standing, you or anyone else standing, and a surprise. And I tell people today, you know, don't give me a surprise here unless it's my birthday or Christmas, you know, because I don't need surprises. So, but I quickly learned in Tallahassee you're one of the best with your team, and you run a lean team, and I still to this day don't know how you all do what you do with such a small team, but you knock it out of the park, and I'm really proud that the city has you fighting for us in Tallahassee. So thank you very much from my heart.
Commissioner Miner.
So we've had some good heart-to-heart talks, which I appreciate. We haven't always agreed on the policy. I don't even say policy related to Miami Beach, but that doesn't take away from my appreciation for the efforts and hard work that you do. And again, behind the scenes, we had some really good conversations and dialogue, and again, talk about the issues, much of which we agree on, some which we may disagree, but that doesn't take away from the personal relationships that you build. So thank you.
Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And to you, Ron, thank you for your dedicated service spearheading the Homeless Trust. I remember back when I worked with Commissioner Whitehorn, Dede Whitehorn, as an aide, that I was appointed as a designee on behalf of the city to the Homeless Trust, and seeing your passion there, the passion and the energy with which you fought for the continuum of care and to increase the availability of housing and beds and services in general for the homeless population has always been impressive. But the fact that you sacrifice so much of your work, of your family time, to advance that cause is truly worthy of admiration. So on behalf of our community, thank you for that. But also, thank you for your help. Whenever I go to Tallahassee, you've been a true guide, helping open doors when doors otherwise would be shut, and helping us win fights and battles that we would otherwise lose. And right now in Tallahassee, that means a lot. So on both fronts, thank you for your incredible service to our community.
Thank you. Ron, we're going to recognize you. I'll just ask Raphael to put the clock in 30 seconds so we know, Ron.
You know, I don't do much in 30 seconds.
Talk as long as you'd like, Ron.
Mayor, commissioners, I simply have to say, when you stand here and you listen to the words and the meaning of them, and I know that they're real, and I thank you. I'm humbled. To each of you, we may not always agree, but it doesn't change the policy advocacy on any of our sides. We're all of us here because we want to make a difference in the community that we live in. To those that much is given, much is expected. And I try to, not just on the homeless space and Mayor, the fights that you helped us lead in the House and then in the Senate to protect children. You get a call one day and you find out that you have a child that was raped and molested. What do? You double your efforts down and you try to figure out what you can do to make a difference. I became pro bono counsel of the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence in September of 2001, 30 days after my daughter disclosed her abuse. Your help, your support in making the state a safer place is beyond anything that I can describe, because we still fight every day. A lot of people didn't think we were right last legislative session. Think about this 23 and a half years later when we reinstated the death penalty for individuals who commit crimes against children under the age of 12. When you think about when we, and I'm going to turn to Vicki and Manny, who are here with us, when we were struggling to find a solution for affordable housing for formerly homeless folks, that definition in the statute, and I turned to Representative Richardson as well, establishing an extremely low income boundary, if you will, for us to do to induce affordable housing developers like Carrefour that Commissioner Areola mentioned to build from the ground up and a set aside to do that. You forgot that you did it. It wouldn't have happened but for your tenacity and your aggressiveness. To Commissioner Areola, and Eric is somewhere in the back. He hides in the back always. But your presence on the trust, your leadership, Eric's leadership, the differences we've been able to make, you don't come back here and ring the bell. Commissioner Fernandez, you didn't come back here and ring the bell any more than I stand to ring the bell, because what we do is from our inner self. It's about how you make a difference in the quality of life in the community. And to each of you, we're going to be there. And I see Michelle over in the left corner. She and former Representative Abrams were there when we passed the food and beverage tax. I got engaged back then when Michelle was a legislative aide to Mike. I got summoned to his conference room, Dan, because there were a bunch of community do-gooders who didn't have much use for lobbyists but needed real help. And it was Alva Chapman, and it was Archbishop McCarthy, and it was Monsignor Walsh, and it was Rabbi Schiff, and it was Oz Howe, it was Jack Peoples, and Alex Pinellas, all looking to figure out with a Republican Senate president at the time, because it was Andrew Crenshaw who was the president at the time. Nobody remembers those things. And nobody runs around taking the credit for it. But some of us remember, Michelle, how that happened. I went into that conference room. I didn't know. I knew Monsignor Walsh. I had met Archbishop McCarthy. I certainly knew Rabbi Schiff. Most of these folks are now gone. But it was that encouragement that got me to aggressively, in a pro bono way, work to pass that tax. That tax, at the end of the day, will ultimately lead to an elimination of all of these unsheltered people on Miami Beach and throughout the balance of our community. We are continuing our fight to buy more units of housing and not on Miami Beach. The goal is not to put people in places that, if you will, can't sustain themselves in housing. But when I come before you, I come with honesty, I come with integrity. It does not mean, and I look at all of you, and including several of you that have not necessarily supported things that I've advocated for, it doesn't change your commitment to the community. It doesn't change how you feel or what your dedication is. Difference of opinions, Commissioner Minor, you're correct. We don't have to always agree. It doesn't change your level of interest in, if you will, providing a better place for people who just weren't where they needed to be when they needed to be there. Is it mental health, Commissioner Fernandez? Is it drugs, alcohol? It's all of those things that contribute. People like me didn't understand 30 years ago why someone wouldn't come in off the streets if you offered them an opportunity to be housed. I didn't understand it. It took me the longest time banging my head against the wall. Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez, back then when you were here in that first run and I came and I met with you and we talked about where it would be, it didn't mean we necessarily agreed, but it didn't change your interest in the subject matter. We don't all have to agree. It's those difference of opinions that give us a better opportunity. You talk about my firm, Commissioner Richardson, Vice Mayor Richardson, and the smallness of it. We made a presentation today, and we represented to the folks we were in front of. What makes our firm, the smallness of it, work is we're all engaged on every matter we're involved with, but we argue with one another. And that's what gets us to a better place. The reason that we ultimately solved part of the anchoring problem out here for so many of your citizens was because we argued amongst ourselves. Commissioner Richardson, you were in the House when we did it. We didn't solve the full problem, but we got a bunch of it done. We got a bunch of it done when we didn't represent Miami Beach. That wasn't part of the equation. We got calls from several of your citizens, people who still live here, with boats 20 yards from their dock. You got to work to make a difference. And I say to all of you, Commissioner Dominguez, we haven't had the opportunity to spend a lot of time. I appreciated the support that all of you gave to putting the issue on the ballot, because that's the end of it. We will be done. I have a commitment to this city, not because I represent you, but because it's the right thing to do. And I wish that Alina was back out here. Is she in the back? Can she hear me? I got to tell you, the level of understanding by the city administration, the dedication of the staff that she leads is second to no place in this community. Again, it doesn't mean that we always agree. But I came here, Mayor, Commissioner Areola, as you know, with a piece of 8x10 blank paper, and I said, tell me what you all want. Commissioner Fernandez, that commitment remains. It's not going to change. We're going to get it done, and we're going to finish it. And we're going to finish it for the right reasons. And I want to say one other thing. Best Buddies, which really lives on Miami Beach, they may have their offices in downtown Miami, but they live and breathe here. The level of compassion and understanding and philanthropy that comes from the people of Miami Beach is second to no place else in this community. There are lots of people that do a lot of things. I don't meet 99% of the homeless folks that we help and all of the formerly homeless. But the fact that one of those formerly homeless folks works for that police chief back there, that Bo Hall, that you all took a chance and hired a guy who your police officers used to arrest on the streets of this city on a regular basis, speaks volumes for what this city is. Thank you. I'm humbled. I'm honored beyond anything I can say to you. Thank you.
Interchange, Commissioner, Vice Mayor, like throughout that thing.
Representative.
That's right, you got everything.
Would you look at Eric?
PA 19. So we're going to do PA 19, Carla Provis, Key to the City, requested by Commissioner Alex Fernandez.
All right. So this recognition is for Carla Provis. Carla, if you could please come to the front of the chamber. First and foremost, I want to thank Mayor Gelber for indulging us with this recognition, because today some spectacular individuals have been recognized. Individuals who put themselves out there to earn the public's trust to serve the community and advance important causes. People who we can even call heroes. But then there's other individuals that don't have that responsibility, but it comes natural to them. It comes out of the goodness of their heart, the desire to do good, to help others, to help the community, to help people who are sick, to help people when they're at the lowest point, stand up and feel good about themselves. Stand up and be strong and keep on moving forward. And today, the residents and the city of Miami Beach is so proud to honor Carla Provis.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fernandez. For nearly 20 years, Carla Provis has been a friend of our Miami Beach Police Department. She contributes quietly to so many charitable causes, and that's what makes it special. She's not out there promoting it. She's not putting it on social media. She's not sending a press release about it. But between Carla and her husband, Jonas Meyer, they do so much good quietly. That is why it's worthy of this recognition. But one in particular I want to recognize today has been the scholarship she created in honor of the late Chief Mark Overton. And that scholarship that is benefiting law enforcement, not just here in Miami Beach, but in other coastal communities here in our region, is helping a new generation of law enforcement emerge. And that is worthy of recognition as well. And so, Carla, thank you for being you. Thank you for having the golden heart that you have, for loving Miami Beach, for being a friend, but most importantly, for being one of our most caring residents in our city. You deserve this key to the city and so much more. Thank you, Carla. Congratulations.
Commissioner Ayala.
Well, and Chief Commissioner Fernandez, can I co-sponsor this with you?
Please do.
Yeah. I think we need to ask Carla if she will accept. Will you accept Ariola's co-sponsorship of the key?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll just add. I echo everything you said. You know, one of the things you don't know about when you first run for office are all the folks that you end up becoming friends with, and you know, lifelong friends and just absolutely love, that you might not have otherwise met. And Carla probably would have fallen into that category, and I met her when I started campaigning, and we've been great friends and you know, pretty much neighbors now. But in thinking about everything you said, Commissioner Fernandez, one word I'd use to describe Carla is a theme that I've seen today in all of the other recipients, and that word is tenacious. I mean, if yes. You know Carla, that's a really good word. And you look at Wendy, and you look at Sally, and the two Rons. I mean, something that, you know, all these folks have is just a deep passion and tenacity. Like, if they get, like a dog with a bone, if they get on something, you better give them their way, because they're not going to back down. And sometimes in life, that's what you need. You need fighters, advocates, people who just will not take no for an answer, because they're focused on the right thing. They're focused for the right reasons. Not politics, not personal gain. They just know that's the right thing to do, and they won't let it go. And that's one of the things I love about you, Carla. So congratulations.
Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
Ms. Probus, you are a force of nature. Whether it's the dog park south of Fifth, the Mark Overton Fountain at South Point Park, we have the lighting all along North Bay Road, the Pocket Park, and
Probus Park.
So Probus Park, unofficially named. And I've watched your activism over the years, and you've stood by me even when it was not popular to do. And you know, I really admired that so much, that that courage. And we don't always agree. We do not. But you know, as Ron Book said, we can recognize that both of us have the same motivation, which is to help and better our community in whichever way that we can. And I've watched you in action. And when she sets her mind to something, she does not stop.
She does not.
Until it gets done. So I'm very happy to also co-sponsor, okay, this recognition and celebration of Carla Probus, who has done so much for our community.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioner Dominguez.
I, too, would like to co-sponsor. And, Carla, you're just incredible. Your loyalty, and I appreciate your friendship and everything that you do, the passion that you put behind championing the causes are so important to you. So thank you, and keep it up.
Commissioner Minor.
We heard about a wide range of activism, but the one thing I actually think about you, and I hope you don't mind this, is your advocacy for our police department.
That's right.
I mean, we're really blessed in our city that we have such widespread support for our police department, for public safety. But you kind of epitomize them, and not just for your support and the emails and the text messages you send, but also you've backed it up with your own money and contributions. And we're very lucky to have you, you and your husband and your advocacy. Thank you.
Vice Mayor.
Thank you, and add my name as well. Carly, you're a dear friend, and as Ricky said, we maybe would not have met but for the fact that I ran for office, and you ring up occasionally and let us know what's on your mind. So, oftentimes do your volunteer and your charity work very quietly, but last night, you know, there you were again involved, and next Monday you'll be involved with another event. So thanks to you and Jonas for all the support you give our community. We love you.
And Mr. Mayor, if I can add one more thing. You all will know this. Carla is your friend now, but she'll be an even better friend when you're no longer in office. Because everyone is our friends now that we sit at this table and we can do things for people and help people with issues. But Carla is special because the day that we no longer sit here, and I know this because there was a day that I was at City Hall and there was a day that I was no longer at City Hall overnight. But the one person that was always there every single day, it was Carla Probus. And that makes her such a special, not just resident, special human being.
Okay, I guess you're okay. I guess you guys have made a very good argument. I'm going to give her the key. I just want to say, you know, Carla, I met you probably a little before I became mayor. But it's all of this is true. But the thing that I think people have to understand is you are, first of all, very difficult and very incessant about a lot of issues. But every one of those issues is always about somebody else. It's never, ever about you. And I think that's the point that it needs to be made, is that your desire to get something done, to achieve something, is always for another person. It's always for an issue that helps someone else. And that is a great measure of you. So although Jonas is still number one, obviously, you're a very close second and number one to the city. So really proud to be able to give you this. So we'll all come down and give you the key. Although, why don't you say something? Yes. Chief, do you want to say something?
Yes. Well,
first, you
want to say something?
No, go ahead. Oh, sure. Well, you go first, Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, I met Carla almost 2 decades ago when I was a sergeant in charge of our community affairs office. And she probably called me every day with a problem. Every day with a problem. And she took me on a walk one time just behind Nikki Beach, and there was this overgrown vegetation there. I remember. And she swore to me there were homeless people living there, it was real with crime and all this little stuff. And I'm like, this woman is crazy. It's crazy, absolutely crazy. But sure enough, she got all the city departments together. They cut the vegetation back, and it was a homeless encampment. And this sort of sums up the tenacity I just heard about, the difficult person she can be and is sometimes.
In the most loving way possible.
Yes. And that's why we love her, right? I'd add a couple of adjectives to it. She's also incredibly, incredibly loyal, I think, and the most selfless person I know. And I love her for all that she is. Congrats.
Thank you. Carla, you're recognized. Ms. Probus.
So Alex didn't tell me what was going on. He said I was coming to support someone else who was getting an event today. So I guess he thought I wouldn't come. My husband isn't here. No one's here. Just me. So it's like I don't have an entourage or anything.
Hey,
just
we're
me,
here.
You know?
So, we're your entourage.
I'm so happy this is happening under Dan Gelber's watch.
Thank you.
Because I know what a fan you are. So I just want to make sure. I'm just so happy that it's happening when you're on your watch. So anyway, and thank you so much, Alex. As everyone knows, I was Alex's best man. And I love him so much. And so proud of you, Alex, and everything. And I accept the key. I don't really deserve it, but I'll take it.
Yes, you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carla. Mm-hmm. All right, let's all go up. Come on.
Do you want to jump on your chair?
No. Be ready.
Yeah. Please. Monica, we can stand together, like, if you want. We need some commissioners. Commissioner Dominguez, can you on the other side? Okay. Yeah, no, we are not. So thank you, Commissioner. Eric, can you go on the other side? Thank you, Rick. Sorry.
What's the earliest number?
PA3. We're going to do PA3, Certificates of Recognition, Sergeant Cerna and Detective Calderin, Miami Beach Police Department, requested by Commissioner Fernandez. PA3.
Thank you. And I'm so proud to be sponsoring this because we're recognizing so many incredible individuals who have supported law enforcement. And these individuals, like Carla Probus, who we just recognized, support law enforcement and support our police department because of the incredible work that the men and women of the Miami Beach Police Department do every single day. And in March of this year, our police department initiated an investigation involving an individual who targeted women in our community. This case was cracked through a detailed analysis of closed-circuit television footage and license plate reader data. Sergeant Serna and Detective Garderin worked diligently to identify and connect the suspect vehicle to its registered owner. Subsequent investigations unveiled a similar incident in the area, and in cooperation with the City of Miami Police, they identified a matching modus operandi. Our detectives executed a warrant confirming the subject's presence at each crime scene. The subject was eventually located, arrested, and subsequently confessed, leading to the discovery of additional victims. The unwavering pursuit of justice that they exemplified and their investigative work in this case deserves high praise, deserves our recognition, because there are people out there who today could still have been victims of this criminal. But thanks to your dedication, thanks to the work that you did, thanks to the support of your department as well, this person is now arrested. And I think people can probably sleep better and feel more comfortable in their community because of the work that you did. And that matters. It matters to our community because safety is our top priority. But it's our top priority because you do your work and you do it well. So on behalf of our residents, thank you. Thank you for making our community safer. You deserve this recognition and so much more. Chief Jones, I recognize you to elaborate.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. Thank you so very, very much. You know, Dave and Jenny are heroes among heroes. This fella, this really, really bad guy, is a predator. Mm-hmm. We are safer tonight because he's still in jail. He can't get out. And his victims expand far beyond Miami Beach into the greater Miami area and had been doing this for quite some time. And but not for their hard work and diligence, but not for their who they are in terms of never giving up on an investigation, he would like to still be out today victimizing women. And so I am grateful to my two heroes, Jenny and Dave, and this community is safer because of heroes like them.
Thank you.
Thank Sergeant you. Detective, I don't know if you guys would like to say anything.
A thank you to the residents who allowed me to get into their house and review their videos without knowing me. And to my great team, that this was really serious and we put some work into it and the bad guy is put away. I had a lady, I asked to review her cameras. She asked me to come in her house and she said, Detective, I have to leave. When you're finished, go out the back door so we won't leave the front door open. I had another gentleman who didn't know how to look at surveillance on his phone. He said, Detective, take the phone with you and come back after you retrieve what you need. That's really good. That's really good. And with the support of the residents, it's really good. And my team, we can catch anybody we think.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Thank you very much.
I'll be very brief. I have the pleasure of leading this team. We are very bombarded with work, and this case actually developed out of nothing. We really didn't have anything to go off of. So Dave really took it upon himself to make sure that he was going to turn every stone, and he did. It took us some time, many hours, and hard work. But that's who he is, and that's who my team is. And this definitely was a team effort. This isn't something that we did just the two of us. Like I said, I'm very honored to work with this team. So they are very, very well deserving as well, so they need to come up here and celebrate with us. Detective Suarez and Corvo, please. Thank you.
You all are the reason that our residents feel proud to live in Miami Beach. A safe community like ours is thanks to the work that you do. And Sergeant Serna and Detective Cardarin, I think our community should know this. Sergeant, you've been with our department since 2005. Soon it'll be 20 years. Detective Cardarin, since 1995. And that is a lot of years of service to our community. So independent of this, you're worthy of this recognition because of your dedication to the city of Miami Beach, but to this exemplary police department that it truly is the best police department in the nation. Thank you for your service.
So the next item is PA4, Proclamation LGBTQIA+ History Month, requested by Commissioner Fernandez, PA4.
I'm saving it a little bit, but when I have to, I do, but mostly I'm squeezing it in.
Thank you. I wanted to call up to the podium the members of the LGBTQIA+ Advisory Committee, as well as ours, but as well, I see Gabriel here, Gabriel Pius, who's the executive director of the committee at the county. Join us as well for this, Gabriel, if you will, because it's so important to recognize and officially declare October as LGBTQIA History Month in the city of Miami Beach. And it's important to do it because it highlights the achievements of the LGBTQ community. But also we need to highlight the history. At a time when our history, our story, even tries to be censored. And it's so important to do this because if it were not for months like LGBTQ History Month, people perhaps would never learn that back in 1962, Illinois became the first state to decriminalize homosexuality. That's important history, and that's relevant history. People wouldn't know that the first gay pride marches happened in 1970s on the first anniversary of the Stonewall riots. We need to remember that. We can't forget that. We can't forget that in 1973, it was not until then that the American Psychiatric Association changed the classification of homosexuality to no longer be a mental disorder. Now imagine that. And that's important history, and that can't be forgotten. Or back in 1977, the history of everything that occurred with Anita Bryan and that the activists and organizations and individuals and leaders like Harvey Milk condemned her actions and led a boycott against Florida Citrus Commission, for which Anita Bryan was a spokesperson for. It's important to forget that to inspire new leaders to continue fighting against oppression and against the hate and the rhetoric out there. and continue inspiring new generations of elected officials and not forget that back in 1977, Harvey Milk was elected county supervisor in San Francisco, becoming only the third out elected official in the United States. That's important history. Or the first time that the rainbow flag was flown in 1978, or when Milk was sadly assassinated in 1978. Or back in the early 1980s when the AIDS epidemic began that has led to the death of so many. Or when the AIDS quilt was first displayed in 1987 in the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Or other important moments like in 1998 when Matthew Shepard was brutally attacked and tied to a fence and led to die. We can't forget history. Or back in 2013, with the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, and in that ruling, defining marriage as just being a man and a woman was considered to be unconstitutional. And that was an important date in history. Or in 2013, when the Supreme Court finally decided that marriage is a fundamental right guaranteed to same-sex couples under an important Supreme Court ruling. This is important history, an important history that matters. And it matters because there are leaders in communities like ours, leaders like our LGBTQIA Advisory Committee, that is fighting to make sure that Miami Beach continues to be one of the most progressive cities in the country, that it continues to lead on championing on these issues in the state of Florida, where sadly we see, unfortunately, and all too often, that we're sadly going fight back in our fight. But we need to keep on fighting. And so today our city comes together to proclaim October as LGBTQIA History Month, because our history matters, our fight matters, our challenges continue to exist. We can't believe for a moment that because we live in 2023, we live in a society of tolerance, because the intolerance and the acceptance, sadly, we've seen deteriorate over time. And we need to keep on leading. We see people's rights to access to medical care being fought in Tallahassee. We see people's rights to be able to use pronouns being fought in Tallahassee. We see the right to have access to gender-neutral bathrooms being fought in Tallahassee. We see governments being threatened if they license activities having to do with drag queen performances. We have parents whose custody of their children is actually being threatened if they try to get the right type of medical treatment for their children. We have doctors who could potentially end up in jail if they offer children the type of medical services that their parents take them there for. So our fight is alive. But our fight needs to be inspired, and needs to be inspired and fueled today more than ever, based on the history and standing with inspiration from the leaders that came before us to guarantee for us the rights that we have today, but using those rights to keep fighting for our future. So to you all, thank you for leading, and congratulations on your work. But we are proud to proclaim today LGBTQIA History Month. Mr. Mayor, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Sure. Thank you. Vice Mayor Richardson.
Sure. And I want to add my voice along with Commissioner Fernandez. I actually had an item on the 18th on consent declaring it LGBT History Month. And I'm proud to say that I believe it was the first time an LGBT initiative was not pulled from consent by one of the commissioners, and it passed unanimously on consent. So I'm very proud that during this 4 years, that last one that I brought was not pulled, and it was unanimous. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I just want to add one comment. You know, it's always interesting to me that people sort of think history is history, and it's not today. But if you just look around the world today, I mean, we have to teach about the Holocaust because of what's happening right now in the world. We have to teach about our own country's history with African Americans because of what's happening today in the world. And certainly, it's pretty obvious we have to teach about LGBTQ history because of what's happening in our own state right now. The idea that our school board thinks that somehow Pride Week is proselytizing is almost bizarrely a throwback to the 1950s or earlier. And so I think it is important for local commissions who represent the very same people to stand up and say something. And so I thank you, Commissioner Fernandez, for bringing this forward. I don't think you can live in the present without really understanding the past, and that's why I think this makes a lot of sense. So we want to go up, and you guys want to who's your speaker here?
The chair.
The chair?
Chair Steve Adkins.
By default. Steve? Well, those are powerful words, and I want to express on behalf of the committee, because you appointed us, all of you, our gratitude for putting us in this position and certainly advocating on behalf of the city for not just the LGBTQ community, but for everyone. And to your eloquent points, all of you, equality is for everyone. Yes. Equality is about everyone. And teaching history teaches us, hopefully, that discriminating against any class of people is clearly wrong. So we appreciate this recognition and the eloquence of your words. But more importantly, let's hope that the lessons taught teach us to be more compassionate and certainly more caring and certainly teach us about equality. So thank you very much for the recognition. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you all for your service. Thank you very much.
Next item is PA 7, Proclamation, Gerald Posner, requested by Commissioner Areola.
Great. That's, congrats. We'll wait for the mayor to come up. Everyone take their seats. Gerald, why don't you both come up? You're a tag team. All right. Well, I want the mayor to get up here because he needs to hear some of this. I think everybody knows Gerald. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him and some of his accomplishments. But, you know, I think it's safe to say he's probably, you know, certainly one of the leading, if not the leading, Miami-based author, journalist, investigative reporter, TV personality, you name it, he's there, does really interesting, cutting-edge, provocative work, sort of a man after my own heart in a lot of ways in terms of, the willingness to speak his mind and advocate for what he believes, and a lot of what his beliefs are based on is, very thorough research and going against the crowd when there's pressure to conform is, why I wanted to acknowledge Gerald this evening. The other thing that I think we should all know about Gerald, and if we don't know this, is that he was one of the founders, the principal founders of SOFNA, which really is one of the model neighborhood associations for advocacy and resident communications and support in our community, and he was one of the founding members, maybe the founding member, of that neighborhood organization that a lot of today's neighborhood associations in our city have modeled themselves after. So, but what I want to tell you folks about, Gerald, I'm going to read some stuff, and I want you to listen, Mayor.
So Gerald Posner is a distinguished author, investigative journalist, and a relentless pursuer of truth, has devoted his career to unveiling the stories behind some of modern history's most complex narratives. Mr. Posner's deep-seated dedication to investigative journalism is vividly depicted in his critically acclaimed books, including Case Closed, where he delved into the intricacies of the JFK assassination, challenging widespread conspiracy theories with meticulous fact-checking and research. His pursuit of objectivity and evidence over speculation stands as a testament to his integrity and skill. In his book, Why America Slept, he fearlessly explored the pre-9/11 intelligence failures, and in God's Bankers, he exposed the financial indiscretions within the Vatican, demonstrating his ability to traverse sensitive topics with finesse and bravery. His investigative prowess continues to shine in pharma, where he confronts the pharmaceutical industry's dark underbelly, reflecting his ceaseless commitment to public awareness and truth. Amidst the coronavirus pandemic, Gerald Posner once again proved instrumental in providing a breath of fresh air with his coverage, refusing to kowtow to the mainstream media's often politicized narrative. He distinguished himself by questioning widely accepted stories, pushing back against corporate media interest, and diligently seeking out facts, even when they went against the grain of popular opinion. Mr. Posner's unyielding dedication to the core principles of journalism sheds light on untold stories, giving voice to the voiceless, and demanding accountability where others have previously failed and feared to tread. His work goes beyond the surface, breathing life into the ethos of investigative reporting, and his career stands as a beacon of inspiration, urging us all to question more deeply, seek more earnestly, and never cease in the pursuit of an authentic story. And that's why today, October 25th, 2023, we declare Gerald Posner Day.
Yay. Commissioner Minor.
Thank you, Commissioner Arriola. And I think Gerald will appreciate this. You can't mention Gerald without mentioning Tricia. I mean, they're literally one without the other. But one of the best parts about being an elected official, not only the ability to help people, is the people you meet. And I consider you and Tricia friends. And I've actually read parts and some full books, but some parts of other books. They're so I actually told you once, I don't know how you finish any one of your books in a single lifetime. There is so much information and investigation in that. And Tricia is also a noted author as well, so I'll give that shout out. But thank you for being a friend. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for the perspective that you continue to put out and the amazing works that you continue to somehow keep publishing.
I'll just add, I think we met about when I was running for office. And the thing that's sort of amazing about our city is that, you know, we have people here who do extraordinary things, and you can almost bump into them just walking down the street. And I think you're one of those people. I think if you were in any other city, you'd be like the most acclaimed person in the city. But we have DJ Khaled also, so there you go. No, it really is amazing. We've talked about your work on pre-9/11, and I have always felt that your views were the right views on that. And I think, though, that you take on such heady, meaty subjects. You're not a frivolous writer. You're someone who really focuses on something that's important and then deals with it importantly, which is not something you see a lot of. So I think it's a wonderful idea to recognize you, and I appreciate Commissioner Arriola doing it. So we'll hear from you now. And you, as I said, you've been waiting here for a while. Maybe you wrote a
book. Almost wrote a book. I have a proposal, at least, for my publisher. And you're right when you know that Tricia is the secret sort of ingredient and sauce in making the journalism work right. Ricky will write to me sometimes, long before he ever said that he was thinking of doing this proclamation. He'll write to me about some article I have, and sometimes he agrees with it, and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he vociferously disagrees with
really?
It, and I like that. We disagree on who killed Kennedy, for instance, some topics. But he appreciates the fact that I'm trying to lay out the evidence, present what I think is the right side and the important evidence on an issue, and we're motivated by the things that get us worked up, and we keep coming back to it. And the great thing is that we've been able to sort of make a career out of just following the money, and whether that's in the Vatican or whether it's in 9/11 or whether it's in pharma or wherever, following the money is a pretty fail-safe way of being a good journalist and investigator. Last month, we paid for our own way to go down to Washington, D.C. to join nearly 3,000 parents, most of them moms, who had lost children to fentanyl. I wrote about that for the first time back in 1990, and here I am talking to parents who have lost children to this poisoning 33 years later. So some of the things you write about, you think you're going to make better, and they don't go away. They still stay there, and you just keep coming back at it. When Ricky first said, you know, I'm thinking of doing a proclamation for you, I said to Trish, I said, the whole idea of that sounds wrong, because as an investigative reporter, you get a proclamation, everybody up there should hate me, I said. They should be so angry at the articles that I'm printing and writing and what I'm saying about them that they don't want to give me the time of day. And she said, we don't write about local issues. I said, okay, you're right. It's good. I can take it. It's good. And all I want to say is I thank you very much. I mean, I take it with humility that this is given to me. But for me, it's just a marker to keep doing what I'm doing. Together with Tricia, we keep making people angry and we keep making people happy sometimes. But the end of it, we're just taking issues that we think are important and we're trying to do our bit to add some real journalism to it without worrying about commercial appeal and what's going to happen is why we still have a mortgage on our apartment after all these years, because I'm not focused on the money. I'm focused on the issues. So thank you very much for taking
this. Thank you. Come on, Ricky.
How about with Tricia? Great, Tricia, Dan, you need.
PA9 is safe. Students advocating fentanyl education. It's a presentation requested by Mayor Gelber. PA9.
I happen to know you're not related. So these are two high school seniors who have been working on a project, students advocating fentanyl education. And we brought them in to not simply give them a proclamation, but really to give them an opportunity to talk a little bit about their program, which I think is something that's really interesting. So, and I think Gerald just mentioned it. So here we go. You wrote about this, and now you get to talk about it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having us today. My name is Stella McClaney, and I'm a senior at Miami Beach Senior High School.
And I'm Gabby Lieberman, and I'm a senior at Ransom Everglades High School. So it all started about a year ago when I was walking to my AP psychology exam. And I was walking to my door, and a friend approached me. And he looked at me, and he said, wouldn't it be funny if I took one of your ADHD medications? And I was like, no, you can't do that. They're not yours. They're not prescribed to you. And he was like, well, you take them all the time. They must be safe. Like, why can't I just take it to help me focus? And I said, do you not know about fentanyl? And he looks at me and he goes, what's fentanyl? And I think that's where it actually started.
So we all know someone with a peanut allergy. And we know even the smallest exposure could be lethal. But we know this because either they or their parents advocated and educated the ones around them about their allergy. We want to do the same thing with fentanyl education. We want the risks associated with fentanyl in counterfeit pills to be just as common knowledge as peanut allergies. Because if you're allergic to peanuts, you're not going to take a Reese's peanut butter from a friend. We want our peers to know not to take a pill from a friend. Could you do our presentation, please?
BJ.
Thank you. The next slide. Thank you. This 16-year-old cheerleader thought she was taking a painkiller. Next.
Say next slide loud.
Okay. This honor student tried half a pill she thought was a prescription drug. Next. And this star football player thought he bought a Percocet off of Snapchat. Next. Within minutes of swallowing those pills, all three were dead. Next. Sienna, Haley, Marco, and thousands of other students across the globe had nothing in common, except for this. Fentanyl. Next, please. Fentanyl, a poison so powerful that even the dose the size of a grain of salt can kill. Next, please. You're probably thinking, that sounds really dangerous for people who use hard drugs, but I don't have to worry. Next, please. That's what Tiffany and Jessica thought, up late studying for an exam. They bought an Adderall off of Snapchat, what they thought was Adderall, and minutes later after taking it, they died. Jessica died, and then Tiffany died later in the hospital. Next, please. Noah Rodriguez's mom also thought she didn't have to worry, but just a few months ago, she received the most frightening phone call of her life. We're going to skip this video just for time constraints, but it's her telling her story. So next, and skip the video. Thank you. We're here today for two reasons. First, to let you know that majority of people, like Noah, who think they're just taking a pill and who die of fentanyl, are not overdosing. They're victims of poisons. They didn't know that this potent killer lurked in whatever pill they took. Their death was just as much as an accident as a car crash or being struck by lightning. But the odds are much greater. Next. In fact, the odds are incredibly scary. The DEA says that 6 out of every 10 fake pills contains a lethal dose of fentanyl. What's even scarier is since we've made this slide, the DEA just updated this statistic to 7 out of every 10 fake pills. So that means if you dip your hands in a bowl of M&Ms and pull out 10 of them, only 3 are safe to eat. Which ones are they? You can't tell. Next, please.
So only take medicine you got from a pharmacy, not from a friend or for Snapchat. Anything now these days is like playing Russian roulette with your life.
Next. The second reason we're here today is to let you know about what can only be called a miracle drug. And once you see it in action, you'll know why. We're going to skip this video also for time constraint.
So in this news story, we see a deputy inhale just a tiny amount of fentanyl. He falls back, and he turns blue and stops breathing. His partner comes over to him and gives him Narcan. So Narcan or Naloxone is an antidote for narcotics, and with just one spray up the nose or a shot like from an EpiPen, the victim will actually come back to life. Next. We're just skipping this video.
Just a few months ago, the Miami-Dade County Public School Board voted to place Narcan in our schools in case of an emergency. This incredible step forward will save lives.
Next. But you and I know the real danger is a place where we're more likely to try something new, so like high school parties and high school hangouts.
We want our peers, our teenage friends, to bring, and our community, to carry Narcan in their purses, in their backpacks, in the glove compartment of your car. Because it's as easy to use as a nasal spray, and it possibly could save a life.
Next, please. We want this to happen so no one in this room ends up like the thousands of other teens who thought they were just taking a pill.
Next. So thank you so much for your time and your attention tonight. We have also one-pagers for all of you guys, which is more about us, with our website and our Instagram up on the screen. So fentanyl is becoming more and more common and accessible, which is really scary for us teenagers. But if we can spread awareness that one pill can kill and Narcan becomes just as accessible, just as common as wearing a seatbelt, we have the power to actually save lives.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Gabrielle and Stella, I just want to thank you for your work on this. I know you've been working on this your whole senior year. And we're hearing about it, but a lot of people aren't aware of this issue in any meaningful way. And the way you explain it, I think, is creates a lot of clarity and a lot of reason for action. So thank you very much. Anyone else? Yeah, Kristen. Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez.
Andrea, I think the last time I saw your daughter, she was a baby, and you were bouncing her on your lap. So you have come a long way. Congratulations, Ms. Lieberman, and both of you. What an impressive presentation. And the fact that you care enough now as teenagers in high school to create this kind of awareness and come here and present to us is really something spectacular. Do you guys know where you're applying to school yet? Do you have an idea?
There's many places. Yeah.
What's like, the top one you want to go to? What's
Michigan.
Your top? Michigan.
Oh. Florida.
Florida. Very nice. I wish you both so much luck and congratulations for your advocacy.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you. And I want to echo Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez's words. Thank you for your work. Your work is so important. So many families in our community are impacted by this. So many addictions have been created, and you know, lives of people close to us lost as a result of it. May God bless your work, and may you be very successful in it to help save the lives of others. So proud of you on behalf of our community. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much.
All right. So we're going to take a picture up front.
That's pretty crazy. Oh, my God. Terrible. Horrible.
I feel so old right now. I haven't seen her for like 15 years. It's crazy.
PA 14, recognition of GeoBond board members, requested by Mayor Gelber.
Karen, I just wanted to thank you on behalf of the city for all your work on the GeoBond. I have certificates for all of your committee. Oh. But a couple years ago, I think it was probably 2017, because we made you the first GeoBond committee before there was a GeoBond. And I know, so from 2017 to for 6 years, you have been chairing this committee as both the committee that created the oversight and then the committee, of course, that has now done the oversight since both bonds went through. It's an enormous amount of work. You had an all-star committee. My colleagues appointed wonderful people, but it's hard to manage people like that, and you did such a wonderful job. So I wanted to thank you on behalf of the city. I have certificates for your whole team, but I also want to most importantly thank you for giving us the most valuable thing a person has, which is their time, and you've given us an enormous amount. So thank you. Yeah, Commissioner Minor.
So I was fortunate enough to be appointed by the mayor to attend and sit on the GeoBond committee.
Everybody has one mistake.
You get no comment. And I got to see firsthand. That's actually how we met and also developed a friendship. But you run a good meeting. I learned a lot just watching you, how you run those meetings. And you keep them lean, keep everyone on point, and obviously getting some good work done for our city. And making sure the monies are spent well, there's oversight, and I think our residents can know that they're in good hands, making sure that their taxpayer dollars are being used wisely. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, let's go take a picture and move on. Up, oh, Commissioner Fernandez. Oh, Karen.
Oh, just quickly, I'm here representing the entire committee because this recognition is for all the members. And some of them have served with me since we started the GeoBond Advisory Committee in 2018. That's 5 years of monthly meetings. What a loyal group. And so I thank you on behalf of all of them. I also want to thank the staff because I just get to work with an amazing staff. Eric, Maria, Devin, Thais, really, I'm just so impressed with their tenacity to get these projects done. This is feel good. This is not fentanyl. This is really feel good. And when I walk the beach walk, all 7 miles of it some days, and I bike it, I think about the work and what we've done as a city. And when I think about the fire station that hopefully will be built in a few years, I'm proud that that's a geobond project. And the streets and the trees and the crime center that's going to come online and so forth and so on. We should all be proud as a city for what we're doing. And I take a lot of pride in it. And finally, I just want to say, Dan, thank you for having the confidence in me to serve as the chair. I really appreciate it. So thank you all.
You're now going to get one right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. PA-10 is a certificate of recognition. Nicola Fabri, Miami Beach Fire Rescue Cadet Program, requested by Vice Mayor Richardson, PA-10.
So why don't you all come on up, Nicola, Mike, and your parents as well. Come on up. So, Nicola, I originally was going to give you a recognition for your work with the Fire Cadet Program, but I think I'm going to change it and give it to you for your undying patience, because you sat here and waited and waited with your family, and I understand maybe some people are watching in Italy, and so you know, I don't mind going last. Thank you so much. First of all, Nicolai was born here in Miami Beach and was very much involved in the programs for Parks and Recs, and you all can see right today he's wearing a T-shirt because he got the gig after going through the program and now works for our Parks and Rec department. So we're so proud of you, and I know that you're very much a part of the Fire Cadet Program. And, Mike, I want you to step up and talk a little bit about the program and about Nicolai, and we'll recognize you. Thank you so much. And, no, you go first, Mike, and then we're going to let the honoree say a few words.
Thank you so much. Apologize a little close there. Does that sound better?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Commissioner, Mr. Mayor. This program really is a workforce education program. So the fundamental values of the fire service and being able to help raise our own is how we envision the cadet program and developing the community involvement of our youth. We teach them different skills from fire and EMS and ultimately give them opportunities to encourage them in whatever path they choose. Nicola has been with us since the beginning of the program, 2.5 years to 300 hours of waking up on Sunday morning, which I consistently tell all the cadets, that means you make good choices on Saturday night. Because PT on Sunday morning is real. And if you're not ready, you're going to pay for it, so to speak. But I'm happy to support Nicola. I couldn't have done it without the City of Miami Beach, the Fire Department, the Parks and Rec Department. This is really a good person to personify who we help and how we help and why we do what we do. But thank you all.
And Mike, tell us how many you have in the program in any given year. It's what, about 10, or is it growing?
We have 15 right now.
15, yes.
We're at max capacity.
Yeah, and I don't know if my colleagues remember, but for the first time last year, we added a little bit of funding to start helping their program along the same way we do with PAL. So, Nicola, tell us what the program has meant to you, please.
All right. So, the program has been like, it's like a second family to me, to be honest. All the people that I've met and got to know over time has just been perfect.
What?
Sorry. So, yeah, it's like, for example, some of the cadets that I've met, say, give or two, about a year ago, now, me and these other two, we're Parks and Rec staff, and some of our other cadets, once they get everything done, they're going to come along with us and be Parks and Recreation staff. We have, like, our own little group every time we have, like, a public event. And I really, really can't say it enough. But this program has been, I think, a change for the best for me. Because when I joined, I didn't do much. I was very lazy. Still, I'm lazy now, but, you know, it got better. So, but I really don't know where I would be I really don't know where I'd be right now if I didn't join the program, if I wasn't told about the program. And I'm blessed, super blessed to have a job with Parks and Recreation and still help the program by coming every Sunday and being an instructor. It's just, it's an honor. It's a genuine honor. And if I can say a little something to the people in the meeting, because I have some family and some friends, thank you for watching, thank you for supporting, and for the family, ti voglio bene, ci vediamo tra un po' di mesi.
That's great.
That's
wonderful.
All I have to say.
You know, these programs are so incredible and integral to the success of our city, and so I'm not going to be here, but I hope my colleagues will continue funding the program and even growing the program, because I like the fact that you're having to think about Saturday night, what you're doing on Saturday night, because you know what you're going to be doing on Sunday morning. So congratulations to you and your family. Thank you.
Thanks.
Come on up and we'll get a picture.
Thank you.
The next item is PA 11, Certificate of Recognition, Senaida Guzman, Volunteer Work for Miami Beach, requested by Vice Mayor Richardson, PA 11.
Zenaida, you two are going to get an award for patience. Thank you so much.
I still have my fan club.
I know you've got your fan club with you, and then it's a big fan club.
Thank you.
So, first of all, before I just want to say how much I appreciate our friendship and how we got to know each other through the food distribution program. All the work you do for the community is incredible. You are one of our regular stops, your building, and you coordinated all of that so that it was seamless and we would show up with the truck and start unloading food, and you made sure it got moved through the building in the right way. So mm-hmm. We appreciate you so much. I love that you're constantly out going to events and always with a smile and a big heart. So tell us what living in the city means to you.
Well, thank you so much, Vice Mayor Richardson. Thank you. I feel like so humbled. It's really, really nice to dress up for the occasion, by the way. I really feel honored. It's a lot of fun to live here in Miami Beach. I've been here since 1972, and I enjoyed every minute of it. What I do now, it's my labor of love on my retirement. So thank you again, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you. We love you, and thank you for your service to our city.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
So the next item is PA 16. It's a presentation to Luis Callejas from A to Vice Mayor Richardson, PA 16.
Hey, Luis. While you're up there, could you just come over to the microphone, please? So... this has been a little bit of a surprise. You didn't see this one on the agenda.
No.
If anybody leaked it out, I'm going to be upset. So.
There were rumors.
There were rumors. Oh, okay. So normally we'd think, well, do we really want to recognize our aide? And, of course, we want to always recognize our aides, right? But I want to talk a little bit about Luis as we bring our tenure, I guess, to a close here on November 28th. So... Luis came in to apply for a job with me about 7 years ago, a little more than 7 years ago, and he was applying for a part-time job, and within 5 minutes I said, you know, I think I have a different plan for you, and he worked on my campaign for a month, and then one of my staffers left, and he came in, and at age 21, he was running both my capital office and my local office, and he totally stepped up to do the work. So I jokingly said one day that we started working together when he was young.
I say the same
and
thing.
He said the same I about the same me. Thing. So, but truly, Luis, you know, during the pandemic, you really did step up beyond the call of duty. And most people never know that I couldn't have done everything that we did without you, your true partner. And 6 days a week, 6 in the morning, on the street with the food distributions, working late at night. And, you know, we got it done. We took over $8 million of food that was donated to the community. We fed 145,000 families, and we just kept going and got it done. And anytime somebody would say, why don't we get some newspaper article, I would say, no, we don't want that. We just want to feed people. So so we've got a little piece of glass for you. It's got your name spelled correctly.
Okay.
For going beyond the call of duty and helping to feed thousands of families during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's from all of us. And so... I don't know what your plans are because we haven't really talked about it, but yeah. I guess you're going to have a plan on November 28th or something. So,
right.
Are you going to hate me for doing this?
No.
You're very shy.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner. It's been a great journey, and, you know, I don't think it's the end. It's just a start of a new beginning. We couldn't have done what we did without the community and the residents. They really came out and supported us. And there were points where we had too many volunteers and we had to create a system. So I'm honored to have been a part of this effort, and the staff here at the city is just amazing. And, you know, thank you and thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And it's so true that we got to meet so many folks in fire who came to support police, sanitation, property management. We had so much support from the city and from the community, helping to raise money so that we could pay part of the expenses. And, you know, I've said before, you know, some people weren't happy that we were doing all this good work, and Luis and I endured 3 investigations that were reported that we were doing something illegal by distributing food, and all 3 of those investigations took months, and we endured them all, and they all went away with no findings. There were no findings. The only finding was that there were some jealous people in our community. Right. But I'm proud of you. The little baby bird leaves the nest. But
you'll be fine without me.
You'll manage. So. But I hope you know how much I appreciate
Thank you.
7 years. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And, yeah. And let me just put a point on it. I mean, there were so many times I was amazed that our city was able to do what you guys did, honestly. I mean, just out of whole cloth, you created a food distribution center. And it wasn't obviously just the two of you. It was also so many departments in our city really figured out how to feed people and the rules for doing it and the way to get the food. And it was – but what was amazing between the two of you is I would always – if I thanked either of you publicly, you always – wanted you reminding me that the other was really responsible, and I thought that showed an incredible understanding that really what was most important was getting it done, not who got credit, and that's a great way to serve. You have a servant's heart, so I hope you continue in your service in some way to someone somewhere because you've done a great job. Thank you,
Mayor. Yeah, I would just add if I had an aide like you, I'd be running for president right now, but. I didn't have that good luck, so here I am.
Poor Eric.
Don't use those words, okay? Everybody.
Next item is PA 18, Robert Novo, aide to Commissioner Stephen Miner.
So, did you know about this, Robert? So, I'm not going to read the whole proclamation, by the way, which I did not prepare. So, but it's quite accurate. But I will read two paragraphs. But I do want to say literally a heartfelt thank you. You know, this is public service, a public servant. It's actually it's an apropos word, right? We serve the public at the public's desire, and we respond. And you are the epitome of a public servant. You know, people often give us the accolades or credit or blame, but, you know, there's people, a lot of people behind the scenes. And for me, you're right there every step of the way. Extremely talented, loyal. I mean, that's just it's a word that gets thrown around, but you can't overemphasize what that means to someone when you're in this position. And hardworking and dedicated. And I thank you for that. I'm gonna read a couple paragraphs and I'll let you speak, but. It's funny, when we went through the interview process, because you joined me, I had another aide, who Amadeus Huff, who was quite talented as well, and he got married and moved to another country. So, and then I went through the interview process, and we got 75 resumes, I think. We went through that, and I interviewed 9 people on the phone, including you, and then I called one person in for an in-person interview, and that's you.
Thank you.
And you wowed me from day one, so I appreciate it. And hopefully this is not goodbye and we'll be working many years together. But I do want to read a couple of things. One, your parents have a lifelong dedication to public service. Your mom, Rosa, 38 years in the Miami-Dade County Public Schools. Your dad, Roberto, in his involvement in managing Section 8 housing, affordable housing. But there's two paragraphs I want to read. And again, I didn't write this, so this is excellent. And it's actually accurate. His typical day, meaning you, begins with a 6 a.m. wake-up call from Commissioner Miner and concludes with a 12 a.m. goodnight call. And I'm not just calling to say goodnight. Obviously, I'm calling with with something work-related, a testament to his unparalleled dedication and readiness to serve at any given hour. Known affectionately as the senior's heart Rob, Robert's passion for community engagement is most evident in his interactions with the senior members of our community, whom he serves with great joy and enthusiasm. And I do see that every time I go to a seniors event, you are quite popular. I won't read the rest, but it does mention as well that does mention as well that you enjoy going to the gym. Oh, and you played high school football, which is pretty evident looking at you as well. And you go to the gym. But you, what's amazing is you always answer my calls, even when you're in the gym. So I appreciate that. So I'm going to just finalize, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. But the City of Miami Beach recognizes and honors Robert Novo for his exceptional service, his unwavering commitment to the city and Commissioner Minor, and his inspiring dedication to making our community a better place. Now, therefore, do we, as mayor and commissioners of the City of Miami Beach, hereby proclaim October 25th, 2023, as Robert Novo Day.
First, I'd like to say to the Mayor and Commission, thank you for this. The staff here across the whole city, there's truly amazing people. And since day one, it's been like a family, and I'm grateful for that. I'd like to thank Michelle, our chief of staff, as well. I was kind of nervous in our interview. I didn't know if I was saying the right answers, but I'm happy I did. And again, thank you for this opportunity. And Commissioner, you got me today. I don't know. It's funny you mentioned our interview, because I remember saying the word dedicated to you. Like, whatever the job, task, time, like, I'm dedicated to it. I'll get it done. And I hope I kept my word with you regarding that. I hope we continue to work together. If, you know, unfortunately we don't, I would do it all over again, and I would just apply sooner to work at the city, because it's amazing. I saw my dad and my brothers here. I was kind of like curious first, because it's not bring your family to work day. So I was like, why are they here? And I put two and two together. But I'm nothing without them, and I love them. They're everything to me. But Commissioner, you're more than my commissioner. You're my friend. I'd like to thank Shannon, your kids, your family. You guys open your arms as day one and feel like adopted sometimes, and it's an amazing feeling. And I couldn't ask for a better mentor to work with. And I hope we work together, and they'll come in. It'll be nice. We can do some great stuff. So, Commissioner, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, Robert, I hope you continue in public service. You have a good approach to it and a good attitude. And I think you serve the people who you serve really well. And that's it's not always easy to do, so thank you.
Commissioner Minor
is only easy to work with. We know that. So thank you for that as well.
Thank you,
Mayor. Now I know I can call my aide at 6 a.m. I thought I should have found that out sooner.
PA 17 is a presentation to Janik Saxon. I'm sorry, Eric Chirolis, aide to Commissioner Ariola. Coming up, Rick.
That's awesome.
Come on up here, Eric. Matisse, stand behind him. Make sure he doesn't get away. So, with Eric, if I had put his name on the on this, he would have figured out a way not to be here. So I had to, of course, con him into being here because he doesn't like the public accolades. So this is why I enjoy doing it, to embarrass him and make him uncomfortable, which is what I've been doing for the past 8 years. And tonight's not going to be any different. You know, where my colleagues have a lot of class and graciousness towards their aide, I have none. This is much more of a roast. But if you look at Eric, you know, if we can get him on camera, take a look at him. You know, 8 years ago, he didn't look like this. This just shows you what 8 years of mentorship under me will get you. When I got him, he was out of shape, chubby, lost, unemployed, listless, didn't know what he was going to do. And I said, all right, I'm a bleeding heart. I'll take you under my wing. And now look at this fine specimen of a human being. You know, what folks... If anyone's ever called my office, they know Eric. He is a problem solver, unbelievable when it comes to, you know, resident outreach, resident problem solving. You know, he was available 24/7 under 8 years working together. My success is all attributable to him. And any of my failures, he had nothing to do with, even though I threw all the blame at him. But, you know, what's amazing about Eric is not only did he, you know, stick it out 8 years with me and serve our community faithfully and very, very well, he's continuing that service now. For those who don't know, he recently graduated our Fire Academy. He's serving now as a first-year firefighter. Graduated at the top of his class and was recognized for his academic excellence. So he's going to continue serving our community just in a different capacity now, keeping us all, you know, safe from harm. But let me tell you a little bit about Eric, and I will read, if you'll indulge. City Commission aide extraordinaire Eric Girolis has spent 8 distinguished years of true service to the city of Miami Beach. And when Eric first started his apprenticeship under Commissioner Areola, he was known as Rick, actually. He actually changed his name so that he and I wouldn't have the same name. Little known fact. He couldn't do a pull-up or a push-up. He was a vegan, among other embarrassments, all deriving from his ultra-liberal views then, which were too many to list here. Eric has survived countless contentious commission and community meetings as an arbiter of good and rational sense in every corner of this great city. Natural and man-made disasters, hurricane, floods, Zika, and COVID, to name a few, political elections, late night and early morning emergencies, without losing his sanity. Eric has mastered the art of decoding city commissioners' hand gestures, head nods, decipher the encyclopedia of municipal regulations, and it's a complex city unparalleled in any other city. Eric has been an absolute mensch and carried out countless mitzvahs for our community, following the Tikkun Olam North Star, bringing warmth and goodwill. Tikkun Olam? Thank you. Thank you. I've learned a few things over the last 8 years. Eric has now retired from his position in the city administration to become a chiseled Miami Beach firefighter. He's no longer vegan, and he has already distinguished himself, as I mentioned, for his academic excellence in his class. And he's an aspiring – I just learned this. He's an aspiring chef in Fire Station Number 2, cooking a lot of meals, which as a rookie he is obligated to do for his senior partners there. His unwavering commitment to service, even when it comes to putting his own safety in harm's way, culminating in his decision to join the Miami Beach Firefighters. We extend our heartfelt gratitude for being a true friend and confidant to countless members of our community, always lending a hand and spreading kindness to those most in need. You have brightened the lives of many and are now continuing your service to our city by keeping us safe from harm and danger in your new role as a member of our city's fire department. So today, we hereby proclaim October 25th, 2023, as Eric Girolis Day.
Before you go down, first of all, 8 years with Commissioner Areola. That's exactly right. That gets laughter and gasps without anything else. Just 8 years with Commissioner Areola. You should not have a day. You should have like a month, maybe a year, maybe a decade. No, I don't. really, though, Eric, I met you while I was running, and I always thought you were incredibly conversant on all the issues, and you seem to always be on top of everything. And I can tell you that it's really a great, from my perspective, the fact that you're going to continue service for the city in this really very significant role, because I think our police and firemen do the most important work for our city, and the fact that you decided you want to do that speaks volumes of you, as I begrudgingly say, Commissioner Arreola, for whatever it hurts to say that he might have had some impact on you in any way, because you seem like you've got a great future, and I hate to give him a molecule of credit for that. But thank you very much for what you're going to be doing for our city, and we wish you the best health, the best success in all of this very important work you're doing. So thank you.
You want to say anything?
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, I want to thank those kind words. Thank you, ChatGPT. I assume that was a vessel that was used for that. Brilliant. I'm definitely embarrassed, for sure. Commissioner Richardson, I don't think Mr. Book told Commissioner Arreola about the no surprise thing, so I was not ready for this. First time I'm wearing jeans to a commission meeting. So I just want to thank everyone up on the dais, the charter officers, the staff. I know Ricky called me a problem solver, but really at the end of the day, it's the city staff that does everything. I just, you know, pass the buck to them, like, hey, here's, you know, the problem with this, and they figure it out. So the city staff is extremely dedicated, you know, all throughout, you know, 24/7, from the first responders to the Parks Department. Yep, John Rebar still there. Everyone, the directors and their support team, they're the ones who make the city run. And to all of you there who, you know, you all have your ideas and your policies, and they come in different wavelengths, but ultimately it comes together to be, you know, a beautiful symphony that makes the city the best city in the world. And so you all make that happen. Sometimes it's a little, you know, contentious, but at the end of the day, you make it work, and it's beautiful. And I just want to give a special thanks to Ricky, my mentor, my friend, and my brother. That's it.
And our last item is the Young Marines.
John, it's John, right?
Yes, sir.
John thank you for waiting.
We met a long time ago, Mr. Mayor.
The what?
We met a long time ago, Mr. Mayor, before you ran for office.
Did I have more hair?
I had more hair. I was the police officer on the beach walk.
Thank you.
I'm retired now.
Congratulations. Thank you for all your service.
Thank you, sir. I'm here as
an adult. About your organization.
I'm here as an adult volunteer for an organization called the Young Marines.
Speak into the microphone, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here representing an organization called the Young Marines, and they're here to receive the proclamation on behalf of Red Ribbon Week. The Young Marines is an organization that's been around for, I want to say, a good 60 years now. It started back in the 1950s. And there's about 3,000 young men and women and about 1,000 adult volunteers throughout the United States.
Tell me a little bit about what they promote and what kind of activities and things
very
like
that. Very similar to the police explorers and the fire explorers. They do a lot of programs for DARE. They do a lot of programs for, again, Red Ribbon Week. They do... they march. Hopefully they'll be marching in the Memorial Day Parade coming up, the Veterans Veterans Parade. So they do a lot of community outreach as well.
How long have you been with them?
Since I retired 2 years ago.
Yeah, very nice. Well, we appreciate that. I've been advised that we don't have the prox. They left the prox back at City Hall, but we're going to come in. All of us are going to come and take a picture if they're willing to sit to have a picture taken with Commissioner Areola, if that's okay.
If we have to have one.
Okay. Come on, everybody. Let's go.
Thank you,
sir. This is our last one, so after this, the meeting will be adjourned. And thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah.